The green space behind St. Louis Cathedral is called St. Anthony's Garden. While it's a peaceful spot today, it used to be a favorite site for dueling, an activity associated with wealth, honor, and status, and hence not inconceivable on the grounds of the Catholic Church. As the 19th century progressed, social pressure turned gradually against dueling, and increased use of guns increased the danger to bystanders. So duelists took their hobby out to City Park, where they fought under a pair of trees called the Dueling Oaks, one of which is still standing. The statue of Jesus here in the courtyard is known for its shadow. A floodlight illuminates it after sunset each evening and casts a huge shadow on the back wall of the cathedral, which is a favorite photo subject, popularly known as Touchdown Jesus. On the ground just outside the gates to St. Anthony's Garden is a medallion with a portrait of Aria de Lille, the founder of the Sisters of the Holy Family, the first order of nuns for black or mixed women. Their convent occupied the building that is now the Bourbon Orleans Hotel. You can see it on Orleans Street, looking away from the cathedral, on the right. Henriette de Lille was what the time called a free woman of color. New Orleans, even well before the Civil War, had a large population of African-descended people who were not enslaved. A woman like her had greater freedom than an enslaved woman, but her choices were still extremely limited. And as her story is often told, Henriette was pressured toward this building well before it became a convent. It was originally built to be the Orleans Theater and Ballroom. The ballroom survives. It's through the large arch doors on the second floor. And local legend claims that the ballroom was often the site of quadroon balls. Quadroon was a term referring to people like Henriette de Lille, who were or appeared to be one quarter African descended. And a quadroon ball, according to popular stories, was a sort of debutante-style ball where a young free woman of a certain complexion could meet interested white men. The story goes that her mother would receive suitors, arrange a match, and have some kind of contract drawn up. Marriage between the races wasn't legal, so any agreement would have looked more like an adoption. None of these contracts or any other evidence of quadroon balls has survived, apart from legends, but white Creole men, including married ones, did sometimes have a mixed-race mistress on the side in the 19th century. And these couples likely met at church and in the street and all the other places people meet each other. And while there would have been some religious pressure on a woman to avoid these kinds of relationships, the Sisters of the Holy Family claimed that Henriette de Lille was pressured toward one by her mother, who likely saw it as a way towards some kind of security. In the end, though, she found allies who helped her start the order in 1842, buy this building, and turn it into a convent, creating a new choice for women like herself. The order's work included a hospice for the elderly and a school for girls. The nuns lived and worked on this site until 1964, by which time tourism was increasing, property value was rising, and Bourbon Street, as we know it today, was becoming the convent's neighbor. At this point, the nuns saw fit to sell their building and move to a larger space in New Orleans East, while their former home became a hotel with the same old ballroom still upstairs, now hosting wedding receptions. From here, take a few steps back along Royal Street and turn left into Pirate's Alley at the end of St. Anthony's Garden.